need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season? Get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half and helps reduce some of the unwanted effects of aging. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Medicine is a weekly program that puts together all the important health stories of the week for you. And this week is no exception. We've got lots to talk about. We also invite you to call with questions or comments, 877-726-8255, so long as it relates to intelligent medicine. And among the stories that we're going to tackle, we got a lot to cover this weekend. Be wary when the New York Times calls you for an interview. We'll find out what happened to one of my colleagues when the Times weighed in on him. Also, wine is good. That was the message that we heard for so many years when we heard about the French paradox. Then all of a sudden it was, no, wine is bad. No amount of wine is good for you. Avoid alcohol entirely, because the benefits are illusory. Now comes a new study that vindicates wine. Wine may really be good for your heart, according to the latest study. Also, talk about vitamin D and vitamin C and the hazards associated with plastics. We got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, plus your questions. Again, the number is 877-726-8255. Anytime during the week, you can call, record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls during today's program. And coming up in our weekly newsletter this week, we ran down some of the top podcasts of 2024. That is an annual tradition at the end of the year. I take a look at all the podcasts that we've recorded. We usually record, well over 100 podcasts during a year. And I selected what I consider the top 10. Not that any of the others are less good, but some of the most interesting podcasts of the year I summarize for you in our weekly newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. And in an article that I propose to write for end of year, the biggest health stories of 2024, the year in review. That's also an intelligent medicine tradition. And I break down some of the top health stories. And I'll give you a little bit of a preview. On January 17th of 2024, it was announced that as progress is being made in curbing cancer deaths, rates of many cancers are increasing. So this is a disturbing trend. We're actually making progress in treating cancer, perhaps identifying it early and getting on top of it. We're coming up with some innovative treatments for certain cancers. The article states, over the last 30 years, the risk of dying from cancer has steadily declined, sparing some 4 million lives in the United States. However, cancer incidence is on the rise for many common cancers. And a disturbing trend is that we're seeing more and more cancers in younger individuals. For the first time, new cases of cancer in the U.S. are expected to cross the 2 million mark. That's almost 5,500 cancer diagnoses a day. So something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I have a feeling it has something to do with our lifestyles, our diets, the amount of pollution we're exposed to. These are taking an ever-increasing toll, especially, and this is a newer trend, on younger Americans. Then, on May 6th, a new study helps to explain potentially the increase in cancer. The study revealed that microplastics, these are tiny plastic particles previously unidentified, but now we have techniques to see these tiny, tiny particles. A new study reveals that they are now frequently found in human brains. Wow. The article states the parallels between the present data showing an increased trend in micro and nanoplastic concentrations in the brain with exponentially rising environmental presence of microplastics and increasing global rates of age-related Alzheimer's disease and related dementia should be a source of concern. I wrote a big article on micro and nanoplastic pollution in our newsletter this year, if you subscribe. And you can also go into our archives and you can see that article. Then, later in the year, September 12th, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, published the latest statistics on obesity in America. These were based on results found in 2023. So they actually factor in the widespread uptake of new weight loss drugs. And guess what? Based on the latest statistics compiled from 2023, there is no state in the union in which the obesity rate does not exceed 20%. That's one in five. And in 23 states, the prevalence of obesity exceeds 35%. That's more than one in three. And so that is a disturbing trend. Obesity rates are soaring. It continue to soar in the United States, even in the face of these dramatically effective weight loss drugs. Again, suggesting that something in our environment, maybe, yeah, our food environment, is driving these unprecedented rates of obesity. And this is a disturbing statistic. Prior to 2013, not one state in the union had obesity rates over 35%. Now, 23 states have obesity rates exceeding 35%. That's just 11 years ago. Okay? Wow. Then on October 21st, the advisory committee that drafts the dietary guidelines for Americans whiffed on condemning ultra-processed foods. They decided that this is not enough data. You know, we're not really sure. It's hard to define what is really an ultra-processed food. Some ultra-processed foods are actually good economical opportunities for people to consume foods, and we wouldn't want to deprive them of that opportunity. And, oh, by the way, many of the committee members were on the take from the food industry. So you're going to get some dietary guidelines for 2025 through 2030, our next five-year tranche of dietary guidelines, which don't say anything about ultra-processed foods because we're not sure yet. Analysis paralysis or outright corruption? You can judge. Then, on December 11th, just recently, a new international study showed that the U.S. has the largest gap between lifespan and health span of all 183 countries studied. So what's the difference between lifespan? Lifespan is how long you live. Health span is how long you live healthily. They looked at 183 countries across the world, ranging from the most developed countries in the world to countries in equatorial Africa and in impoverished parts of Asia. And they found that the average gap, the disparity between longevity and health span, was 9.3 years. In other words, generally, people do spend some time before dying, sick and debilitated. Worldwide, the average was 9.3 years. In the U.S., it was 12.4 years, suggesting that we may have extended life, but at the expense of health span, more and more of us are on life support with heroic medical measures, on multiple drugs, utilizing polypharmacy to keep us from dying, but our health span is now the worst in the world. And finally, this, the first of its kind lawsuit was filed in December over the allegedly harmful addictive effects of ultra-processed foods. It's a landmark legal filing that alleges that a plaintiff's diabetes and fatty liver disease were directly attributable to aggressive marketing of ultra-processed foods by companies that were fully aware of their harmful impact. If that sounds familiar, its pleading draws analogies to the deliberate suppression of information about the deadly effects of smoking by tobacco companies. This is tobacco-style litigation. And it's very interesting because, well, you got one plaintiff, eventually you have a class action, you're going to have lots and lots of legal action targeting some of the companies that wittingly make addictive, harmful, ultra-processed foods, which are really delivery systems for toxic ingredients, much like cigarettes were. Only this time it's big food that's in the crosshairs, which sets a very interesting precedent for legal action across the board. So look to that, along with lots of discussion about ultra-processed foods, the harmful effects of food additives in 2025 as a new administration takes hold, which is going to be influenced by food industry critics like RFK Jr., Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, and others, Mehmet Oz, who have singled out America's food system as a source of many of our woes. That's all coming up in one of our newsletters. If you haven't jumped on board with a newsletter subscription, go to drhoffman.com, just put in your email, and you get our newsletter in your inbox with stories like this. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you're not yet acquainted with our system, you can call 877-726-8255. If you call during the show, I'll just pick right up and answer your question. But if you call anytime during the week, 24/7, 365, because our program airs at different times across the country, and some of you may be listening via podcasts, well, you have an opportunity to weigh in with your questions. Just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My son Gavin is 17, and he was diagnosed with mild intellectual disorder. He seems to have a lot of problems with language comprehension, and it's affecting everything in life. I have been trying to help him since he was in grade 2 or 3, and here we are, and he's 17, and I'm not really getting anywhere as far as speech and language comprehension. So I'm just wondering if there's any sort of help at all out there for people with intellectual disorders, because I have done so much research and no one seems to really do anything about or work with people with intellectual disorders, I guess.
Okay. Well, you know, this opens up a very important topic, which is the topic of whether kids with autism or kids with ADD or various types of developmental problems can benefit from some form of nutritional therapy. And, you know, on a very fundamental level, the old saying is mens sana in corpore sana, which translates from the Latin, a healthy mind in a healthy body. So there is a relationship between diet and brain function, for sure. The question is, you know, how to proceed. And there are books that have been written about this. One of my good colleagues, and I've interviewed him frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ken Bock, B-O-C-K, look him up, Kenneth Bock. He's written books about developmental disorders in kids, and he works with kids from a very young age and sometimes adolescence to improve their brain performance and to, you know, often help wean them off medications like ADD medications. Specifically, one easy fix is it happens that obesity or overweight increases the risk of mental disorders throughout life, you know, the beginning of life and at the end of life. Now, this is not to say, hey, you're fat and stupid, you know, to stigmatize people who are overweight, that it's not always the case that they're going to have mental problems or mental disorders. It's just statistically, your likelihood is going to increase because if you have metabolic syndrome in your body, you're more likely to have inflammation, poor circulation, and hence the potential for brain dysfunction. And so diet can make a difference, you know, simply by helping you optimize your weight, but also the amount of preservatives and junk food, even, you know, excess sugar. These things have a kind of a deranging effect on the brain. There's also the issue, and this is an important issue too, of toxicity from the environment. There's evidence that higher levels of environmental toxins can affect kids' brains. So here's an article, Research in 4 Continents links outdoor air pollution to differences in children's brains. So, you know, by looking at potential sources of toxicity, by looking at optimizing the diet, by using certain supplements, things like pycnogenol and bacopa and perhaps ginkgo biloba, methyl vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids. These are some of the things that can actually support brain function in both children and older adults. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And when the New York Times calls you for an interview, they say they're going to do a feature story on you, it'll feel like you've won the lottery. But beware. Beware. When you talk to the New York Times, because the New York Times can sometimes spin your narrative in a way that is kind of snarky. And this is actually what happened to a colleague of mine who was a leader in integrative medicine and is a confidant of RFK Jr., Mark Hyman, in a story that just appeared this week in the New York Times, who are by no means great friends of RFK Jr. They feel that he is a crank. They feel that he is a traitor, having jumped on the Trump train, and they are not too kindly disposed to RFK Jr. So by virtue of guilt by association, they are tagging my colleague Mark Hyman. The article is entitled, "How RFK Jr.'s Longtime Friend Mark Hyman Built a Wellness Empire." I guess that's a bad thing. Building a wellness empire suggests that you are all in it for the bucks. So thanks, New York Times. You know, this, a person selling designer handbags or shoes is making hundreds of millions of dollars as a celebrity in the style section of the New York Times. But if you're a doctor and you're successful doing integrative medicine, well, from the time standpoint, that is suspect. So here's what they have to say. Dr. Hyman, 65, has amassed millions of followers interested in his booming wellness empire, which includes a supplement company. Oh, God forbid, he's selling vitamins and supplements. Ugh, what a guy. A hit podcast, 15 best-selling books, and a startup health testing company with celebrity backing. The Times article goes on to say, both men have promoted unfounded ideas, including the notion that certain vaccines may be linked to autism. But the principles of functional medicine, something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine quite sympathetically, they say, but the principles of functional medicine, spotting problems early, ferreting out their root causes, and treating them with food and supplements have been enthusiastically received, not only by an American public distrustful of medical authorities, but also by prestigious hospitals eager to capitalize on the trend. In other words, are prestigious hospitals embracing functional medicine because they simply want to make more money? They're capitalizing on a fad? That's the implication of the Times article. And they go on to say, in 2004, Dr. Hyman founded his own practice, the Ultra Wellness Center, also in Lenox, and began selling supplements. Those darn supplements. He's selling supplements. They write, former President Bill Clinton even became his patient after quadruple bypass surgery, adding fish and lean meats to his otherwise vegan diet on Dr. Hyman's advice, which is good advice because Bill Clinton was misguided. He had some heart problems, underwent bypass surgery, and then went on a strict vegan diet, and he just looked terrible. Remember that when Bill Clinton just looked so awful? He lost a lot of weight, looked like a scarecrow, and then he became Dr. Hyman's patient, and Dr. Hyman said, hey, you got to put some animal protein back in your diet because you're just wasting away. In 2023, Dr. Hyman's combined businesses, get this, brought in $28.8 million in revenue. That's a bad thing. And his supplement company alone has 300,000 customers. So the Times is not happy with the fact that Dr. Hyman is making money. And they conclude here, while experts agree that exposure to heavy metals, pesticide residues, and hormone-disrupting chemicals can increase the risk of chronic illnesses, the functional medicine approach of repeatedly testing and treating these exposures is unproven. Underlined. With an underline. Unproven. Quote, reams of useless tests in one hand, a huge invoice in the other, as one influential critic, Dr. David Gorski, put it. Who is this influential critic, Dr. David Gorski? Dr. David Gorski is a notorious quackbuster. He's familiar to me. He's railed against virtually every aspect of integrative medicine, even contesting the legitimacy of acupuncture as quackery. He is author of a book entitled Pseudoscience, which he pans every foray into natural medicine as being quackery. He rails against integrative medicine that has enabled quackery to, quote, infiltrate academia. And then they quote another guy, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian, who was head of nutrition at Tufts University in Boston, who says about integrative medicine, quote, it's pretty much an unregulated space. You have doctors who are doing their best and are working really hard to use all their wisdom and knowledge to do their best for patients, and others who just want to make a buck, thereby tarring the reputation of Dr. Hyman, who evidently has RFK Jr.'s ear and may be influential in the incoming administration. Oh, by the way, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian himself is a controversial guy because he is developer of something called the Food Compass out of Tufts University, which equates red meat with sugar as a hazard. It has a rating system that gives hamburgers a 26, but Honey Nut Cheerios a 73. So breakfast cereal is preferable to hamburger in his view. Red meat, very bad, according to the Food Compass by Dariush Mozafarian, who criticizes doctors for just wanting to make a buck, but his nutrition program and the Food Compass is heavily underwritten by food manufacturers, including the manufacturers of breakfast cereals. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. And it's, when the New York Times calls and wants to feature you in an interview, man, just run. Run the other way, because I really think they did a hatchet job on him unfairly. For political reasons, too, because, you know, if he's aligned with RFK Jr., who they loathe, then woe unto him, right? It's not a good thing. He's going to be part of the Trump administration, even worse. This item, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. It's CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with very innovative ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or perhaps you're looking for a little bit of a respite from the hectic pace of the holiday season. Plus Health's Peace Gummies provide a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort to support serenity and relaxation without drowsiness. And if you want to optimize your metabolism, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA, which is a very innovative ingredient which supports metabolic health and helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. This item is significant because there's been a lot of debate about seed oils. And there's some pushback because some people say seed oils are fine. They're omega-6 fatty acids versus the beneficial omega-3 fatty acids that we get from oily fish or from fish oil supplements. And a lot has been made of what's called the omega-6 to 3 ratio. Now, in Americans, that ratio is very high. It can be as high as, you know, 30 to 1. People getting virtually no omega-3 fatty acids and lots of omega-6 via seed oils and fast food, fried foods. We're using lots and lots of vegetable shortening to make our foods tastier and to give them a substitute for the saturated fats that used to be in these. We used to make a lot of these fried foods with lard. Now we're using highly processed vegetable oils like cottonseed oil and soy oil and so on. Those are high in omega-6. New study, Journal of Clinical Oncology. A low omega-6, omega-3-rich diet in fish oil may slow prostate cancer growth. Now, I get questions frequently from men who say, you know, I've had my prostate cancer treated, but I don't want it to come back. What's the best diet to go on? And according to this, it would be a diet low in those harmful seed oils and high in omega-3 fatty acids. So the study looked at the ratio between omega-3 and omega-6, and they found that men who had a better omega-6-3 ratio were more likely to not suffer recurrence of prostate cancer. The individuals with the lowest omega-6, omega-3 ratio, in other words, more omega-3s, less omega-6, had a 15% decrease in the an index that measures the aggressiveness of prostate cancers versus the control group saw a 24% increase. So there's a big spread, 15% decrease versus 24% increase. Where you get those omega-6 oils? Well, you get them in potato chips, cookies, mayonnaise, fried or processed foods. And that's one of the reasons that processed foods are in the crosshairs, because they deliver lots and lots of these refined omega-6 vegetable oils. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off Mitapure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, Mitapure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for Mitapure. Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can call that number and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, doctor. I have been having one stream of canker sores for the last few months. I have two or three, which take 2 or 3 weeks to go away. And as soon as they go away, two more appear, and it goes on and on. And I'm wondering what the cause could be and if Losartan could have anything to do with it. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's an interesting question. And, you know, typically people are suffering this or that or the other perplexing symptom, and they're taking a medication or a vitamin, and they wonder if there's a linkage. And often there isn't. It just, stuff happens, and there isn't necessarily a traceable cause. So, you know, one could say that ever since Biden has been president, I've been suffering from terrible back pains. I'm just saying it as an example. My back is actually doing pretty well. But that could also be, you know, simply a correlation, not a causation. You know, like over the past 4 years, yeah, things may have gotten a little worse for you, and you're suffering a lot of back pains. It's not Biden's, you know, he's not the cause or the trigger for your back problems. But here, this is actually an interesting instance, because you actually can do some research on the relationship between certain medications and various side effects. And there are two types of side effects. Actually, there are three types of side effects that can occur with medications. You know, one is a side effect that's very common. You know, like with these medications, often people experience kind of a cough, you know, like a you know, like a throat clearing kind of thing. That's pretty common. And it would be expected. Then there are side effects that are very rarely reported, but nonetheless real. And if you dig deep enough, you find that that can happen. And finally, there are side effects which are highly individual, and they're not really reported, but, you know, sure enough, it's, you know, you're a unique person, and, you know, it's worth a trial of eliminating a supplement or a medication to see if it's the culprit. In this case, I did a little digging. Indeed, there is a report in an Indian medical journal, Aphthous Ulcer, a Rare Effect of Losartan. And they describe a case history of a male patient who was admitted to the hospital due to severe mouth pain, which caused weight loss, and there was inflammation of the tongue, and there were lots of aphthous ulcers. And they looked at the patient's history and recent medications, and it indicated that symptoms began to appear when Losartan was prescribed. The use of Losartan was stopped, and the patient's tongue inflammation and mouth ulcers began to recede. After just 15 days of drug withdrawal, they noticed a considerable improvement, And indeed, they now say that there is the potential for losartan to cause, in some individuals, rarely, aphthous ulcers. So it's worth a trial of switching your medication. You know, it's a blood pressure medication, so you may need to be on blood pressure medication. Ask your doctor to switch you, see if it makes a difference. Go to a different class of medication, because using a copycat medication to losartan, it would be in the same category, but use a completely different category of medication to control your blood pressure and see if the canker sores get better. For canker sores, what I generally recommend is that people use DGL, which is something we actually use for ulcers and GERD. It's a licorice extract that fortunately has the portion of the licorice removed which can raise blood pressure. Recent studies showed that even with modest consumption of licorice, you know, people consume a lot of licorice around the holiday times, you can get a, you know, significant single-digit increase in your diastolic and systolic blood pressure on average. Even with a moderate consumption of, you know, black licorice especially is rich in glycyrrhizic acid. And DGL is deglycyrrhizinated licorice. They take out the glycyrrhizic acid, which doesn't raise blood pressure, and you can suck on those lozenges all day long, as many as you want, and it has a very soothing effect in your mouth. So give that a shot. But, you know, these are also caused sometimes by viruses, and it might not be a bad idea to use the product of one of our sponsors, which is Empower. Empower is a product that can help you with supporting your natural resistance against viruses. And since sometimes aphthous ulcers are caused by virus, it makes sense. And that's a great segue to talk about Empower. It is the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower personally to supercharge my immune system. Now, my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. It's a super concentrate which enhances your immune system like never before. There are more than 150 combined published research reports, so this is really legit scientifically. Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Our number, we'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.